Chapter 9. Rub-a-dub-dub, green slime in my tub. I poke my head into Miri's room. Are you finished yet? She throws her pencil case at me and nails me on the head. Since she started martial arts, her aim is much improved.
If you'd stop harassing me every 4 seconds, I would be. Can't you just sit on the bed and wait? Miri, it's been 2 days. The tryouts are tomorrow.
I close her door behind me so Mom won't see the trouble we're brewing in here. And I mean brewing, literally.
Between Miri's smelly feet is a white plastic bowl.
They make her go barefoot in Taekwondo, and I wouldn't let her waste any time showering until she finished the spell.
What are you doing now?
I ask.
Mixing.
She's sitting on her deep green carpet, leaning against her bed. The blinds are closed.
Wow, she's even more paranoid than I am. Does she really think the 60-year-old woman and her 8 cats who live directly across from us care what we're up to?
Funny. The neighborhood watch would definitely peg her as a witch before Miri. I peek over the bowl's edge to see what she has going on. The mixture is a weird orangey green.
You're using the popcorn bowl?
Gross.
This was the popcorn bowl. It's now a cauldron.
Guess I'll be having chips for a snack tonight. You should probably buy a new popcorn bowl.
You get it, then. I'm doing this for you in case you've forgotten.
She points to the spell book.
I need you to help with something. What is 18/24 of a cup?
3/4, I answer automatically.
Perfect.
She fills her mixing cup with some sort of crushed fruit.
The spell book is like a deranged math test with all these fractions.
I take a sniff. Yum.
It smells like an orange. It is. And a cup of crushed pistachio and 2/4 of a cup of butter, which is a half, right?
I nod. I got the math gene while she got the magic gene. Not fair.
And,
she says, dumping in the final cup,
ground red pepper.
That actually sounds tasty. I do love pistachios.
Need any more help? I'll call you when it's ready.
I find my math homework. I'm suddenly in the mood. While I'm clearing the table after dinner, of course I'm clearing the table. These days I'm always setting or clearing the table. Where's Rachel? She must be in the kitchen, setting or clearing the table. Miri sneaks up behind me.
It's done,
she whispers and hands me the bowl, which is now greenish brown.
Am I supposed to eat this?
She laughs. Actually, it's more like a cackle. Something I've noticed as part of her repertoire lately.
Only if you want major indigestion.
Witch humor?
So what do I do with it?
Bathe in it.
Are you insane?
She puts her hands on her hips.
That's the dancing spell. If you don't want to do it, don't.
I'm just kidding, Mir, I say, feeling guilty for giving her a hard time. Thank you. I appreciate your cooking it up for me.
You're welcome. Want to test it out?
I smile. Definitely.
So, that's all I have to do? Bathe in it?
Yep. Do you think Mom will wonder why I'm taking a bath for the first time since I was 6? Worry clouds her face.
Good question. What should we do?
I have a plan. I finish putting the dishes into the dishwasher, then knock on Mom's door. She's under her covers, her face peeking out, reading a romance novel. My mother loves romance novels. I think she's waiting for Prince Charming to magically appear. She could have him magically appear if she wanted to. Just poof him up.
Tall, strong, and a cleft in his chin.
Why not, huh? What's wrong with her?
Mom, I say, can I take one of your pills? The robo whatever? My back is killing me.
She rests her book against her stomach and waves me over. For a second, I think she's on to me. But then she asks,
did you pick up something too heavy?
Yeah, my desk.
Why in the world would I pick up my desk? I am useless at coming up with believable lies. She sighs.
Rachel, you only get one back in life.
Thanks for the advice, Mom.
I say in my earnest voice. Under normal circumstances, I would make fun of her for being such a cheeseball.
The pills are in my medicine cabinet.
She resumes her reading. Thanks. And now, for the epiphany slash performance of a lifetime. Hands caressing back, eyes light up with an idea. Eureka!
Wait a sec. Do you think taking a bath would help my extremely sore back muscles?
Good idea,
she says, already lost on a beach with Prince Charming and no longer paying attention. Mission accomplished. I back out of the room, making sure to close the door behind me. And then I run back to Miri.
All set.
Pass me the bubbles.
They're not bubbles,
she says, and hands me the popcorn bowl. I open the bathroom door and try to shut it behind me. She pokes in her hand.
Do you mind?
I ask.
I have to come in with you.
I prefer my privacy.
She crosses her arms in front of her chest.
Without my incantation, you're just bathing in fruit salad.
I let her in.
Lock the door and stay quiet. If Mom sees you're in here, she'll know something's up.
I sniff.
Gross! It smells like smoke. She's been smoking in here again. Why does she think she can hide it from us? It's so obvious.
Miri shrugs. I don't know why she doesn't care about the smoke as much as I do. She never has. I was the one who used to cry myself to sleep because I was convinced my mom would die of lung cancer. I was the one who, when I was 7, found a pack of her cigarettes that she was hiding from my dad and broke each one in half and flushed them down the toilet. Miri never gets mad at Mom. They're always on the same page. I'm more like my dad. Maybe that's why I never get mad at him. How can I get mad at someone who's just like me?
What do we do for the spell?
I ask.
We fill the tub with water, add the mixture, then I recite the spell.
I turn on the hot water. Miri shakes her head and twists the knob.
The spellbook says the water must be cold. Probably written before indoor plumbing and hot water tanks. I'm supposed to sit in a freezing cold bath in the middle of winter?
Miri shrugs.
That's the spell.
I'm going to get sick for sure.
Let's get this over with.
She sits on the edge of the closed toilet seat and opens her spellbook. Then she dumps the concoction into the bathwater and waves her hands over the tub. I pass her my toothbrush.
Do you want to use this as a wand?
She shakes her brown hair.
No.
Maybe a pointy hat? I can make one out of the tissue box.
What I need, she says, is for you to be quiet so I can concentrate and access my raw will.
She closes her eyes, purses her lips, and gets a constipated look on her face. After a few moments of quiet, as quiet as you can get in New York with the constant honking and car alarms in the background, I feel the familiar cold rush as Miri chants.
From heaven to earth, from America to France, let this potion make Rachel dance.
She opens one eye and peers at the water.
You've got to be kidding me.
I burst out laughing.
That's the spell?
That's what it says.
That's the worst spell I've ever heard. Ever hear of alliteration? And it barely even rhymes.
No Pulitzer for whoever wrote that one.
And how come you didn't say abracadabra?
She gnaws on her thumbnail.
Will you just get in the bath?
Can you leave now?
I've seen you naked a million times. We've taken baths together since we were born.
First of all, Mom will find it odd if we're both in here. Second, there are some things you stop doing as you mature,
I say haughtily.
Such as biting your nails, for example.
Fine. I'll leave if you're going to be such a baby. How long do I have to stay in here? At least a half hour,
she snarls, slamming the door. I lock the door behind her and then undress. I decide to start small. I hesitate before dipping my right big toe in.
Ah! It's colder than snow.
I take a deep yoga breath and drop my entire foot in.
Ah! I whip it back out and then thrust it back in. Ah!
Does the 30 minutes count from now or from when I'm immersed? Slowly, I put both feet into the water, and then my calves, and then my knees, my thighs, my butt, my stomach, my non-existent breasts. Ugh. Teeth are chattering, lips shaking, fingers turning blue. My skin is tingling as if it's asleep, but I can't tell if it's from the spell or the frigid temperature. The water looks as if it's been mixed with green slime, and it feels sandy against my skin. Am I supposed to dunk my head? I want my head to have rhythm. I want to be able to swing my hair side to side. I'd better do it. I dunk, keeping my eyes tightly closed. Cough, cough, sputter, sputter. Oops, I bet I was supposed to close my mouth. Miri pounds on the door.
You okay?
Cough, sputter. What happens if I swallowed some by mistake? Will my colon do the Macarena?
You'll be fine. You can get out now if you dunked your whole body. I thought I was supposed to soak for 30 minutes.
I lied. You were being annoying. I quickly rinse off, bolt out of the bathtub, and grab a towel. When my shivering subsides, I empty the grossness out of the bath, rinse it out, and return to my room and my sweats. Then I pull my hair into a bun and tie up my running shoes. I turn on the radio and position myself in front of the full-length mirror on my closet door. Me against the music. When I try to do the Harlem Shake, my shoulders wobble, without rhythm, like they always have. I try a body wave. Nothing. A simple butt groove? Nope. Abraca rip off. I storm out of my room and into Miri's.
What's wrong? Why isn't it working?
My voice is rising, and I'm starting to sound hysterical. I took the bath, didn't I? I can still feel pistachio remnants where the sun don't shine. What else must I be subjected to? What other indignities await? The madness must end. Miri rolls her desk chair away from her computer and searches through A squared.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't do it right.
Don't say that.
What's going to happen to me? What if you made my arms become snakes or elastics? Hold on, Miri says. There's a footnote. 11. Let me find 11.
She looks up at me.
It says that the spell might take up to half a moon turn to take hold.
What does that mean? A half a month?
I think it's 12 hours.
That's not too bad. It's 8 now, so that means the spell will be up and kicking by tomorrow morning.
Are there any other footnotes you forgot to read? Like how my skin turns to scales? I don't think so, but guess what?
What? She rolls back to her computer desk.
I just got another wedding update email from STB, this time telling us all about the song list.
She groans. STB sends out weekly wedding updates to all of her guests about the caterer, the flowers, the anticipated weather, like anyone cares. All they do is clog our inboxes. I check my own email on my computer. I don't even bother opening the wedding emails. They go right to the trash. Jewel still hasn't emailed me back about the last email I sent her 2 weeks ago. Tammy's on IM, so I instant message with her for half an hour, then decide just to call her.
What's up?
She asks. I imagine her giving me the scuba thumbs up.
Nothing.
I wish I could tell her.
The bio assignment took me forever.
Whoops, forgot to finish that one. After the call, I return to my desk. And then, at 10:30, I decide to hit the sheets early. Unfortunately, it takes me forever to fall asleep because I'm too excited. Just as I'm about to nod off, I give my behind a little shake to see if it's gotten its rhythm yet. Hard to tell. At 7:30 the next morning, I bolt from bed. I shower, get fully dressed, flick the radio on, and return to my spot in front of the mirror. Me against the music. Again. I feel shivers down my back, like hundreds of ants formed a conga line on my spine. That must be a sign. What are the chances of the same song being played? So, for the second time, I try the Harlem Shake, and my shoulders move. I mean really move. Then I try the body wave, and my body twists in a way it never could before. And then, finally, I shake my butt. And let me tell you, it gets down. all the way down, touches the pink carpet, back up, and then back down again. Oh my God. Oh my God. My arms are flying, my head is soaring, my behind is grooving, and I do not look like I'm being electrocuted. I look like I know what I'm doing. Abracatastic. Mary, I yell. Mary, come here. She runs into my room. I do the Macarena, and even that looks good. She claps and jumps up and down. I can't believe it, she shrieks. You can dance, and I did it. Girls, my mom asks from her marshmallow breakfast in the kitchen. Okay in there? Fine, I say. Use your indoor voice, I tell my sister. Be calm. But I can't be calm because I am good. So good. So good I could be the backup dancer in a music video. Hey, I could star in a music video. How long does this spell last? For good. Only emotion spells wear off. If it's me against the music, I'm kicking the music, sorry, but...